They think they will always feel this way, but okay, I'll start over since the microphone's on now. Okay. Now while I'm with them, their faith is so strong, their heart's so sure. They think they will always feel this way, but when I'm gone and times get tough, how will they remember?
Remember.
Remember.
They need a symbol.
An image.
A special ceremony.
To help them remember.
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 Gold, why not gold? For you are as precious as gold.
No, gold makes you selfish and worldly and proud.
Why not stone? For you are a rock.
No, a stone has no life and can bring too much harm.
Water then, water, you are living water.
No, water brings life, true, but only my death brings eternal life. More than my life, you must remember my death.
Remember.
Remember.
My death, they can never forget my death. Bread and juice, my body and blood.
Bread.
His body crushed, beaten, tortured.
Just like this bread is broken, my body will be broken too. When you come together, I want you to eat bread like this and remember me.
Juice.
His blood flowing from every wound.
Take a drink of this juice and pass it around. My blood is going to be poured out just like you pour this juice. When you come together, drink some juice and remember me.
As we take these elements into our bodies, we will remember your body.
Bread.
Remember.
Juice.
Remember.
I did it all for you. Do this for me and remember.
Remember.
Remember. Yes, Lord, we will remember. We will remember you.
Would those who are helping out with communion please come forward at this time? As the youth just stated, as Jesus and his disciples were gathered around the table, Jesus did take the bread, and he gave thanks to God, and he broke it. And he looked at each of his closest brothers, his best friends, and he says, "Take, eat, this is my body broken for you. Each time you eat this, remember me." And then after the meal, he took the cup and he gave thanks to God. And he said to his brothers, he says, "This is the cup of the new covenant. Each time you drink from this, remember me, for this is the cup that forgives sins." Let us pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise that so long ago you have set this table for us. We ask, Lord, that as we gather around your table, that you would forgive us of our sins, God, that you would guide us in your way, and that we would be open, Lord. Anoint us in such a way that we would be open to hear and follow you, God. And now we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon this bread and this juice. Make it truly be for us your body and blood broken and shed for the forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' holy name, amen. In the United Methodist Church, all are welcome to come forward who are searching for Jesus in this world. And we have the place where Jesus can be found. And after hearing our youth, I hope you can hear that today. Jesus is alive and well in this church and the churches around this community. And we give God praise for that. And in the United Methodist Church, all are welcome who are searching for that. And we just ask you to come forward. And we have two different ways that we give communion in this church. One, we give crackers and juice, which will be up here. And another is by intinction, in which you'll be given a tear of bread and dip it in the juice and then take it at that time. We do have plenty of bread, so if you accidentally eat it first, we'll give you another piece, all right? No problem at all. So will the ushers please get prepared and how they will direct our crowd today and come forward at this time as soon as I serve our communion stewards today.